President and founder of Voice of the Disabled, Cheryl Adams, is underscoring the critical role education and literacy play in enhancing the lives of persons with disabilities. In an interview with NBC News, Adams says that the organization has extended literacy classes available at the organization to bridge educational and technical gaps within the disabled community.
It's very important for them because they would learn how to read. They would learn how to read and write Braille. Those who are blind, they would learn how to interact with the computer. And because of that, I have extended the computer class. So it was for the visually impaired, but now I extend it to other members that are not visually impaired. And we have to catch up. Basically, we see how the world is going. We see what the world is, what is taking place in the world, and we have to bring our members up to technology and everything that goes with it as much as we can. We may not be able to do everything for them, but I want them to have the basic. And with the basic, they would be able to move on from there.
Adams shares that the Voice of the Disabled is in the process of building and equipping a greenhouse in the hopes of providing members with the knowledge of cultivating healthy, nutritious food. She explains that the seedlings produced in the greenhouse will not only feed its members, but also allow them to sell produce, giving them an additional avenue for financial independence.
We are presently erecting our greenhouse, and we refer to it as the nursery management or the shade house, to the back of our building, and this is complement GEF and conservation fund. And what we are basically going to do is to set seedling for the organization, and we'll also be giving some to our members who have space in their backyard, so they can plant, and whatever produce that come out of it, they would be able to sell it and make something for themselves. So this is what we are presently doing. To my members, I would encourage them to grow what they can in their backyard and don't sell all of it. Make sure that they partake of it also.
Adams also underscores the importance of training for persons with disabilities, particularly in learning skills that foster financial independence.
But training is important, and I think that is what we do here at VOD, train our members, and you know, so they can advance in life. They can live as every other normal person. And that is what I always believe in. Give us the opportunity, you know, and let us advance as others. Everybody is not going to be what we call, I normally say book friendly, but give them skills. And to me, skills is just as important as any other.
President and founder of the Voice of the Disabled, VOD, Cheryl Adams. With today's special report, I am Gaylon Brown.